Ever wondered why valedictorians rarely change the world? The truth about success is more complex than we're taught. Schools reward rule-following and pleasing authority figures, not the passionate specialization or creative thinking that drives innovation. Research shows that top students achieve solid, comfortable careers, but seldom become visionaries or revolutionaries. They excel at playing by the rules when breaking them often leads to extraordinary outcomes. Consider Winston Churchill, whose paranoia and maverick tendencies nearly destroyed his political career, until those same qualities made him uniquely qualified to recognize and confront Hitler when conventional leaders failed. Or Glenn Gould, whose neurotic obsessiveness produced 16-hour practice days and revolutionary classical recordings. These unfiltered leaders and creators don't rise through traditional channels, but make unpredictable choices that sometimes transform institutions. Modern genetics explains this through what Swedes call orchids and dandelions. Most children are dandelions, hardy plants thriving almost anywhere. But some are orchids, fragile flowers that wilt without proper care, yet become extraordinarily beautiful when nurtured. The same genes linked to ADHD and behavioral problems can produce exceptional outcomes in supportive environments. The path to success requires two critical steps: knowing yourself and choosing the right environment. Are you a rule follower or rule breaker? Leverage your signature strengths accordingly, then pick contexts that value your specific abilities. Is being nice a liability? Evidence suggests yes. Less agreeable people earn significantly more, with men earning up to $10,000 more annually. We often mistake kindness for weakness, seeing warmth and competence as opposing traits. Yet this advantage is temporary. Moldova ranks last in the World Database of Happiness due to widespread distrust, which stifles cooperation. Even criminals recognize trust's value. Prison gangs form for protection, and historical pirates operated democratically, offering benefits and diversity long before mainstream society. Wharton professor Adam Grant found givers at both extremes of success metrics. The difference? Unsuccessful givers become exhausted and exploited, while successful ones set clear boundaries and practice strategic giving. The winning approach follows the tit-for-tat strategy. Show initial goodwill, punish betrayal swiftly, forgive when cooperation resumes, and help others improve. Success requires neither ruthless selfishness nor naive selflessness, but strategic cooperation with firm boundaries. Contrary to popular belief, strategic quitting is essential for success. Dr. Alfredo Quiñones Hinojosa's journey from migrant worker to Johns Hopkins brain surgeon and Navy SEAL James Waters' training completion demonstrate how positive self-talk builds mental toughness, explaining why optimistic insurance salespeople outperform pessimists by 88%. Despite chronic illness, Spencer Glendon achieved success as a Fulbright Scholar and Harvard PhD by focusing on one achievement daily. His approach highlighted opportunity cost. Every yes requires saying no elsewhere. Peter Drucker's productivity secret was a very big waste paper basket for declining opportunities. Jim Collins found successful companies excelled more at stopping unproductive activities than starting new ones. The winning strategy? Experiment widely, quit strategically, and once focused, dedicate 5 to 10% of time to growth experiments. Paul Erdos, a peculiar mathematician who lived nomadically, became legendary for both his brilliance and vast network. Living without a permanent address, he traveled between colleagues' homes announcing, "My brain is open," collaborating with over 500 mathematicians worldwide. Does success depend more on what you know or who you know? Research suggests both matter differently. Extroverts typically earn more and advance faster, and even social drinking correlates with 10% higher earnings, likely due to networking opportunities. The most successful people are ambiverts, those who can adapt their social approach to different situations. Walter Green demonstrated the power of relationships by spending a year thanking 44 people who impacted his life, choosing face-to-face meetings over digital communication. Gratitude is the foundation of lasting relationships and makes people want to spend more time with you. We often fail to express it due to hedonic adaptation, taking things for granted. Building meaningful connections comes from genuine appreciation, not manipulation. In 1997, chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov lost to IBM's Deep Blue after misinterpreting a software bug as genius, a stark example of how confidence, while essential, can lead to our downfall. Most professionals rate themselves in the top 20% of their peer group, despite statistical impossibility. While confidence drives success and earnings as much as intelligence, overconfidence creates a paradox. It impresses others, but hinders growth and improvement. The answer lies in self-compassion rather than self-esteem. Research shows self-compassion delivers similar benefits without drawbacks. Those practicing it view themselves accurately while accepting failures, show genuine empathy for others, enjoy better relationships, and experience more happiness with less anxiety. Self-compassion doesn't breed complacency. It actually reduces procrastination and builds resilience by removing fear of failure. Unlike self-confidence, it doesn't require constant validation. Develop it by speaking to yourself kindly, accepting imperfection, and viewing failures as learning opportunities. Only 1-3% of people can function on little sleep due to rare genetics. For everyone else, sleep deprivation severely impairs cognition. UC Berkeley research shows that after 35 hours awake, the brain's negative emotional responses increase by 60%, undermining positivity. The work-life balance challenge is like Spider-Man's symbiote suit, initially empowering but ultimately consuming. Jobs begin as opportunities but gradually overtake life. Technology has erased boundaries, making family time a conscious choice rather than natural default. Sequencing, postponing family for career, isn't the answer. As Clay Christensen warns, relationship problems often become irreparable when noticed too late. Instead, measure success through four metrics: happiness, enjoying, achievement, winning, significance, counting to others, and legacy, extending. To find balance, audit your time allocation across these metrics. Have direct conversations with leadership about creating win-win flexibility. Replace endless to-do lists with fixed schedule productivity. Set firm boundaries first, then prioritize tasks within them. Success comes from aligning your authentic self with your environment, not copying others' formulas. Martin Pistorius exemplifies this. After being locked in his body for years, he regained partial control and built a remarkable life. He mastered web design, launched a company, earned a computer science degree, wrote a memoir, and found love, all while using a wheelchair and computer-assisted speech. Benjamin Bloom's study of 120 elite performers revealed that excellence rarely comes from innate talent. With proper instruction and motivation, 95% of people could excel in any field. Nigel Richards proved this by winning the French Scrabble World Championship without speaking French. He simply memorized the dictionary. Success requires aligning your authentic self with your environment, matching skills to profession, building relationships with like-minded people, crafting a compelling personal narrative, and maintaining balance across work, relationships, health, and purpose. The ancient wisdom, "Know thyself," remains essential, but this self-knowledge must be paired with action. Choosing the right context, leveraging natural strengths, and making calculated little bets toward fulfillment.